that's got a good beat. I could dance to that. That's Barely Civil. And the reason we're leading in with that is Barely Civil played at Summerfest, I think on Thursday, opening day. And it just so happens a drummer for that band is our own Isaac Marquardt. How was it on the big stage, Isaac?
It was incredible. I had a great time.
Which stage were you on, Generac?
We were on the U-Line.
U-Line.
Stage, yes.
Yeah. I mean, he hit the big time with that one. Aren't you impressed?
I love it. I feel like Barely Civil last year was very highly regarded with the latest album. And it's been fun to get to know Isaac and your cassette release party at Cactus Club. You know, so fun to follow along your journey in the local music scene. And I think it really is a badge of honor to be a local band and get booked at Summerfest, because think of all the people who come from all around the country and around the world to Summerfest, and they get to sample our local scene as well. So they get to see Barely Civil. Funny, Pat McCurdy is booked for next weekend. Kitty Softpaw is booked for next weekend. Trapper Shep played over the weekend. The Taxmen are playing next weekend. You know, there's just a lot. Fuzzy Surf, like all these band names are popping in my head. That it's great that it's also a local showcase in addition to bringing internationally renowned artists to Milwaukee.
Well, I think that's what we appreciate most, because it isn't just the headliners. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
Isaac Marquardt, you can now say you've played the world's largest music festival.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Cool.
That's a Guinness World Record.
He's speechless. Look at this. He's speechless.
But it really is for all the people. You know, we've just gotten so spoiled for nearly 60 years.
I know.
This music festival, formerly 11 straight days, now 9 days, broken up over 3 weekends, has been here. And it is all along the lakefront. It's people watching. It's grown from tents and mud to now permanent stages for this entire stretch. That's great for all ages. I mean, just it really is a gift for all the people who have felt like they've been there and done that. I challenge you, because Summerfest really is a choose your own adventure type of experience. Any kind of music style that you like, you can find. If you just like to go and people watch and shop and sip and eat all the tasty foods, you can do that too. If you just want to hang out, and they've got the Lasso Lounge now that used to be JoJo's Martini Bar, and it used to be the comedy tent way back when on the South End. You can just sit and chill and hang out.
Well, the first 3 days are over, and you were there. You were broadcasting live. You had a lot of people in the studio with you. What's your evaluation of those 3 big days?
It's been a great kickoff. Great weather. You know, there's some sort of a monsoon that blows in directly into the stages, and we have to huddle into one of the beer tents for a while. It's been really, really great, and it's a happy vibe. You know, when people are walking along the lakefront path right there on the lagoon, and the breeze is there. It's been a really good vibe and a great variety of music. I've been combing for, like, I see headlines like the best and worst of Summerfest. So I'm like, all right, who's had a really bad show? Like, who's like disappointed fans? And I'm not seeing anything like that. The closest we came to disappointing fans last night, not a big surprise, David Lee Roth. His diva Diamond Dave self showed up 20 minutes late last night.
Oh, wow.
But
how's he looking?
Dave's always the showman. He's got like the embroidered suit and stuff, and he's going to prance around. Like,
he's getting a little long in the tooth, though.
But he has delivered. But he loves to show you. Even 20 years ago, he would show videos of him doing martial arts. Up on the, you know, so he's now doing yoga poses and stuff.
Instead of martial arts.
Exactly. But
age does catch up on you.
But he is true to brand. I mean, he was raunchy. He was telling stories. But he's one of these musicians that's smart. Think about all that great early Van Halen music. He's backed up by a stellar band. So you want to hear those songs, you're going to hear great classic VH the right way. And you're seeing one of the biggest characters of classic rock ever. So he delivered. He just made people wait.
And did he jump?
He sang it.
Maybe not as high as he wants to.
I was just going to say, you want to be careful when you're in your 70s. But Styx on Friday night absolutely delivered. I got to see Aldo Nova before that. He's a Canadian rocker. He has a great song from 1982 called Fantasy. And Monkey on My Back, where he has the talk box. but just great to see people clapping along. It was a great warm-up for Styx. So no matter what style of music you like, if you're familiar with Charlie Wilson, he's an R&B performer who just recently suffered a stroke, but he did a great R&B set, and local artist Emmett James was on that T-Mobile stage before that. There's just a lot of music to love, but in addition to the music, Fuzz Pop Workshop, they are back with their immersive art experience. That's right between the Uline stage and the T-Mobile stage now, which used to be the U.S. Cellular connection. And it's these stone faces that have these 20-foot, almost Chihuly-looking flora coming out. But this is, again, the interactive. Maybe some mist and smoke is coming out of it. It's that kind of interactive art experience where you are encouraged to walk in, take pictures. It has interesting sounds that come with it. So they're great. If you can go back and listen to my podcast, I interviewed them. And then also on the art front, this is what's also great about Summerfest. You can't walk very far without bumping into somebody that you know and haven't seen in a while and are having a lively conversation. So I'm broadcasting live last Thursday. Artist Ike Winter walks by and he's like, hey, just want to say hi. I was like, what are you doing? Come on in. So he stopped in the studio and he is roaming around the grounds and he has this big wooden, all these different mosaics piece of a Summerfest logo. So he's walking around with this cart full of all these different pieces, but they're not paint by number. Like, they're all these different bizarre shapes and sizes, and he just dumps them out and takes about 25 minutes and puts them up.
Amazing.
So there is that sort of joy of discovery, whether it's art or music, all along.
So we got three more days coming up next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'll tell you, the big headliners are Ed Sheeran, who's a great pop artist. He'll be on the main stage. Then Cody Johnson for country on Friday and Post Malone on Saturday, which is really
big.
That's
huge.
Yeah, really big. There's a lot of great music. Subtronics is this EDM band that all the Summerfest folks are saying. Keep your eye on that. And Bruce Springsteen fans, next Saturday is when Hank Azaria, the voice of so many characters from The Simpsons, Hank Azaria's Bruce Springsteen tribute band is here.
He's actually in this.
He will be on stage
Saturday
on the Uline stage at 5:30 in the afternoon. So that is like Simpsons fans, Springsteen's fans, they're all going to be crowded in around there for this very spectacular, interesting, but convincing interpretation of Bruce Springsteen music. Bruce Springsteen himself has even seen Hank Azaria doing this
and
reached out to him and said, it's impressive.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I saw you sing Prove It All Night. You did it great.
This should be a great week then.
That's what I'm telling you. So second weekend is going to be stellar. And I'm going to also tell you that the Big Bang fireworks were some of the most beautifully designed fireworks I have ever seen. Because you know how a finale can be a kitchen sink and they're just
everything that's left over goes
exactly,
off.
Yeah. Just light it up. It was absolutely beautiful. So I'm hoping that the 4th of July fireworks that Harley is sponsoring at Summerfest will be equally just beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the two more weekends to look forward to. Summerfest.com, great website. They have a great app. We have a Summerfest section of WTMJ.com, and I am posting my daily music picks on WTMJ.com as well.
And what are you doing on What's on Tap this week?
Thursday, I will be live at Summerfest. So stop by, say hi. I'm interested in your music picks too.
Can't wait. Sandy Max, always great to have you here.
Thanks
so much for dropping by.
See ya.
I'm Libby Collins. It's 8:59. Up next, it's Jen Gregg, and then I'll be back with New at 9.